This ArenaFan.com interview was taped exclusively in Orlando, Florida, home of Arena Bowl 26, presented by IOA, Insurance Office of America.
We're back covering Arena Bowl 26 here in Orlando. Joining me is the head coach of New Orleans Voodoo, Pat O'Hara. Coach, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Arena Bowl week.
Obviously, a 5-13 season's not entirely what the Voodoo were looking for this year, but certainly some growth in the team. What were your thoughts on what you saw this year?
Well, you had to bring up a 5-13, Adam, but I understand. Difficult year, really difficult year for our football team. You know, a lot of teams go through injuries. Our team was no different. We had a lot of weird things happen to us this year. I was really grateful and thankful that by the end of the season we had an opportunity to go to the playoffs. And an opportunity against Orlando at the end of the season. Things just didn't work out. And, you know, we move forward to 2014.
What are some of the good things we can look forward to seeing out of the Voodoo for next season?
Well, I think it's important that we are effective in free agency. This will be an interesting year for the AFL, you know, league-wide, because a lot of players are under contract. And this is the first year of free agency where, you know, coaches are going to really have to do a good job of pursuing new talent. The best players in the league are all under contract, so it's going to be important for New Orleans to find some new talent and reevaluate where we're at. And obviously, 5-13 is unacceptable, and it's something we got to fix.
You obviously can't talk about specific players. Me and I haven't thought about specific players, but if there was an area that you'd like to target for the team next year, what would that be?
Well, there's many. I think we need to be better in a lot of areas. You know, I don't want to target certain people or, you know, positions, but we've got to get better in a lot of areas to compete in our division. Jacksonville's won our division 4 years in a row, Adam, and 4 years in a row, that's too much, you know, for us. They've done a great job there, and Les does a great job in Jacksonville, but we've got to do a better job of, you know, getting some more people in here and be more effective.
Let's look forward ahead to the Arena Bowl. This week you've got Philadelphia, you've got Arizona, teams that we've seen a lot of, rematch of last year's Arena Bowl. What are your first thoughts when you look at this matchup?
They're two great teams. You know, I remember you and I in 2008 having the same conversation back in New Orleans when San Jose was playing Philadelphia. And I felt like Philadelphia was the better team.
And you were one of the few who got that one right.
Yeah, I got it right. I got lucky, Adam. But, you know, I think Philadelphia's an excellent team. They're very well coached with Clint Dolezel. Personnel-wise, with Arizona, and if Nick Davila's elbow and his arm situation is healthy, they're really, really a good team. Arizona's excellent. You can't count out Clint. And his group of football players that are hungry, that are in the rematch situation. But wow, Arizona's really, really talented. If they come ready to go, it's going to be tough to keep up with Arizona.
Can we kind of pick out of you for this one?
My guess, and I love Clint, but I really think Arizona's going to win this football game. They're a very resilient football team, super deep. And I really got to go with, if I had to pick, and I'm a betting man, which I am not, Adam, I believe Arizona will repeat as the Arena Bowl champion.
Once again, we're here in Orlando, outside of Arena Bowl 26. I've been joined by the coach of the Voodoo, Pat O'Hara. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.